U.S. officials, aid workers, and analysts charge that the government of Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is using critical food supplies as a weapon of political coercion. Southern Africa has desperate food shortages because of a drought, and Zimbabwe is the hardest hit. Last week, the U.S. announced another shipment of food assistance to the region, despite Mugabe's policies. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Robert Mugabe, the independence fighter once welcomed as a progressive African leader, is becoming an international pariah. In the midst of a regional drought, Mugabe continues to seize white-owned farms, supposedly for redistribution to landless blacks. One of the farms reportedly has been taken over by Mugabe's wife, Grace, others by his cronies. And food production in Zimbabwe, which feeds southern Africa in times of drought, has fallen to disastrous levels. John Prendergast, director of the Africa Program at the International Crisis Group, just spent a week in Zimbabwe. He says Mugabe now is holding back food to stifle political opposition.
What we've experienced now is a transition from the use of torture and violence as the primary instrument of political control to now a situation where food as a weapon is now become the instrument of political control.
Mugabe, in power for more than 20 years, was re-elected in March through balloting that was widely viewed as fraudulent. Zimbabwe is scheduled to hold local elections in September, and Prendergast says Mugabe's lieutenants are getting ready.
The chiefs and headmen in various villages are being told by the ruling party officials that if they don't deliver the vote, they will not receive food. In many of the areas that voted for the opposition party in the presidential elections in March, they haven't received any food at all, or the commercial distribution, the commercial channels, which are controlled completely by the government, sell food to those areas at exorbitant prices.
Prendergast charges support an accusation made last week by Andrew Natsios, head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, as he announced more U.S. food assistance for southern Africa.
We now have confirmed reports in a number of areas in the most severely affected region of the country, which is the south, that food is being distributed to people who are members of Mugabe's political party and are not being distributed based on need.
Andrew Natsios said international donors are trying to fight back by distributing food only through established non-governmental agencies and church groups that can monitor where the food goes. Judith Lewis heads food distribution in southern Africa for the UN World Food Program. She says her organization has not been able to move as much food as needed into Zimbabwe because of a lack of monitors.
We have to be sure that we can guarantee to the donors that the food that they give us is used for only the poorest people, the people the most in need. This is standard operating procedures for us. We're very vigilant about taking this responsibility very seriously.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, Walter Kansteiner, last week publicly criticized Mugabe's policies, and he challenged the legitimacy of Mugabe's election. The U.S., Kansteiner said, is working with parties in the region to try to bring about political change. Susan Rice, Assistant Secretary of State for Africa under President Clinton, says there is little the U.S. can do because Mugabe has proved all but impervious to external pressure.
The U.S. government has been right to be very critical of Mugabe, to make the point that his regime at this stage no longer rightly be viewed as legitimate, and also to pursue the sanctions that we have begun to implement. But I think it's unlikely that sanctions of that sort will change the political calculus for Mugabe sufficiently that the people of Zimbabwe will find some near-term relief.
Susan Rice says sanctions by Zimbabwe's neighbors, important trading partners for Zimbabwe, might be more effective if the neighbors were willing to take that step.
They might well affect the stability of the Mugabe government, but they would almost certainly lead to massive outflows of political and economic refugees into these poor neighboring countries that can ill afford to absorb them.
In Washington, U.S. officials acknowledge the obstacles. They say they are considering various options to put more pressure on Mugabe, but pledge there will be no cutoff of American food aid to the people of Zimbabwe, despite Mugabe's policies. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.